Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A setback in New York's battle against the coronavirus. The state's daily death toll ticked up today, though Governor Cuomo reported that overall trends continue to drop. The number of deaths in the past 24 hours was back in triple digits at 109. Now, that is still significantly lower than only a few weeks ago, so the governor still describes the state as being decidedly in the reopening phase. In fact, he stopped by today at Jones Beach, which just started welcoming back the public again this weekend, and he talked about other ways the state is getting back to business during the pandemic.
One big milestone, getting ready to resume professional athletics.
Starting today, all the New York professional sports leagues will be able to begin training camps. I believe that sports that can come back without having people in the stadium, without having people in the arena, do it.
And coming up Tuesday, veterinarians will be able to resume their full practices. Up to now, it's been essential services only. Unfortunately, the state's daily death toll rose above 100 after falling to 84 the day before. The governor defends New York's policies, saying other states which reopened too quickly are paying the price.
You look at our numbers compared to other states. There's a dramatic difference on what's going on because we've been hammering the smart. Stay smart, watch the numbers. And I'll tell you what happens next week when we see what people do today. And if those numbers stay down, then just keep increasing the economic activity.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.